Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Riding shotgun this hour, Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation is his goal. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website, and he's also known for incredible webinars weekly, breaking down liberty like nobody's business. All right. The website, again, freedomsrisingsun.com. Scott Bradley, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a little bit feeling shorted if Kurt's not here today.
Yes, he is. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Thank you, Sam. Call it the Three Musketeers.
Amen.
Whatever.
Dig it. Anyway. There you go. And not only is Kurt here, but he's got a real interesting question for y'all. Kurt?
Well, the question from Judge Roy Moore is basically, where is Lee Korfman? Do you remember who that is, Scott?
Well, that was the gal that made all these bizarre accusations that were completely unsubstantiated by anything anywhere, and I think that they're supposed to have their day in court, aren't they?
Well, yeah, except there's not much coverage for this. This is coming to us from Kayla Moore, Judge Roy Moore's wife. She says the frivolous lawsuit against Judge Moore has been pending for over a year, and Lee Korfman, and she puts in the parentheses the accuser, has yet to appear before a court reporter to give her testimony under oath. On the other hand, Judge Roy Moore appeared for an entire day to give sworn testimony under extensive examination by Korfman's team of attorneys. While Korfman has consistently avoided numerous motions to compel her testimony, Lee Korfman's attorneys from New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Birmingham, who represent Korfman, by the way, pro bono, she puts, or for free, refused to allow their client to be examined under oath unless Judge Moore answers specific questions regarding his home, car, and property in 1979. Now, the details of this are pretty interesting to me. She says, shortly after Korfman's specious story was printed by the Washington Post, and I would add, owned by Jeff Bezos, by the way, and the Amazon boys, she appeared on several national television and media outlets. Before her appearances, Korfman was professionally coached for 6 to 8 hours by her present attorney from New York on how to respond to the media. But now, in court documents, she cannot recall whether or not Judge Moore lived in a mobile home or a house in 1979, whether he had a carport or a garage, or any specifics concerning his property. Judge Moore has refused to give Korfman facts which she will use to substantiate her false and malicious claims. Anyway, so it goes on, but that was some real interesting information that I wasn't aware of. How about you guys?
Well, I know this. You know what? She's done her evil job of bearing false witness. She's violated the supreme law of the land in doing so. The politicians and bureaucrats that have let her get away with this scandal have violated the supreme law of our land. And the bottom line is it's criminal and there should be accountability. That's my take, Scott.
Well, there is no question that there must be accountability, and it's interesting, the American judicial system, the founders were very careful to establish a system that was biased in favor of the accused. Okay, now, you would have to look at Judge Moore as being the man that was accused in this situation, where this woman made all of these, she claimed a whole bunch of things without any basis of evidence. And so Moore has a right to be able to defend himself. And if you look at all these things, that she took, if you will, his good name. And there's, you need the idea, and again, this is a civil matter right now. So But you need to understand that the idea of fairness in our judicial system was completely woven into the way the American founders did this. And if you look at Amendment 7, for example, they wanted to make sure that a jury could hear these civil cases. And I hope that this thing ultimately will go before a jury, and I hope the jury just absolutely is appalled, shocked, and chagrined about what's happened. But if you look at the Sixth Amendment, this idea of speedy trials, this has been going on for a year and a half, impartial jury, and again, this is not a criminal trial, but the concept of how these things are to be carried out is found in the Sixth Amendment. It's the idea of being able to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to confront witnesses against him. So Judge Moore is not able to even cross-examine, or at least his attorney's not able to cross-examine this woman in front of witness, in front of the jury. The idea of being able to have bring other witnesses in his favor and have representation by an attorney. All of these things were biased towards the accused to say, let's be as confident as we can that we're not going to allow miscarriage of justice. And the idea of even the grand jury things, where before things went public, they were supposed to be vetted. None of this stuff happened. And Roy Moore was just basically roasted in the press and the media. The idea of he lost an election that he was a shoo-in for. I mean, I was down in the Deep South during when it first came up. Roy Moore was the hands-down favorite for winning this Senate seat, and these false accusations, and I call them that because nobody's been able to verify their truthfulness, and this individual is basically waffling and hiding, and from what Kurt was reading to us, I have to assume that she made accusation that she spent time in his home in 1979 when these things supposedly occurred, and she can't even remember anything about it. I mean, holy cow. It sounds like, they're full-on liar, pants on fire. Just shocked. And you know what? Kind of what goes around comes around, I guess. Some of this stuff that's happening in Virginia right now to people of the opposite end of the political spectrum, we're finding that perhaps there's a little more credibility to what they're giving because the evidence that they're bringing forth is much more detailed, you know?
Yes, indeed. What do you say, Kurt?
You know, it's hard to add more to that, really. It's just, it's so amazing. We talk about how in America there's no voter fraud. There's nobody messing with elections. And yet, man, I mean, we can see it over and over. And this is a great example of where Judge Roy Moore, in my opinion, should have been the senator from that great state. And yet now you have the debacle that has occurred after that. Judge Roy Moore is beat up. The citizens of the whole nation are. And yet I don't see any real justice being served.
Well, I agree with that. We've tried to help Roy Moore and have him on this program and do all we can, but man, I can't get a hold of him if my life depends on it, Kurt. So I'm not sure how we can help more, but I concur with all that's stated. I agree. It's a fair question.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the whole nation is suffering because a man of the character, and I know this has been, his aspersions have been cast against his character by people that we're finding now have far less character than anybody should have given them credit for. But if there had been a soundly founded individual in the Senate to try and offset some of the foolishness that comes out of our national government, the whole nation would have been better off, I think. But, you know, as it is, Alabama, I think, is underrepresented by the people that they've got into there. It's just a tragedy all the way around.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I kind of think, you know, the problem is we don't have the right people elected. The other problem is the people aren't sufficiently engaged in the sacred cause of liberty. And then, you know, not third, but equal to those two points is the idea that there's immorality in the people. And I'm telling you, you'll never have justice. You'll never chain bureaucrats down with the Constitution. you'll never have the fundamental family, or I should say the traditional family, the fundamental unit of society. You'll never look to God instead of government unless we turn to our God. And the bottom line is we're an immoral people. And the more immoral we become, the more everything will run off the rails. And I make this point till I'm blue in the face, and everybody just looks at me like I'm nuts on parade. I mean, it's crazy. I don't get it.
Well, they
think every other answer on the planet's going to work. I'll write a new book and solve it. I'll invoke this portion of the Constitution. Never mind that they disobey every other portion of the Constitution. I'll invoke this one, and it will save the world from destruction. Okay, it's all a big old lie, Scott.
Well, I'm going to make a statement here that I know I have to temper, and I'll temper it before I say it. I'll say that I know there are many good, solid, God-fearing people in this country. And in fact, I think that's really about the only reason the nation still has the ability to stand up.
And by the way, I concur completely.
God is blessing the nation on behalf of those that are good believers, okay? But, okay, I've said that. And so I'm coming from the fact that the nation has not completely gone to the direction I'm going to say right now. But I sadly observe the nation is becoming a pagan nation. And we have become more and more godless. The effort is made at the highest levels of this nation to limit religious freedom to the narrowest bands. So it sounds like we got to take a break here right now, but this is a tragedy beyond measure, and we will lose this nation if we become a pagan nation.
I'm telling you right now, it is turning back to God that's the key, and everybody else wants all solutions but the right ones, in my humble opinion. Quick pause. Sam Kurt, Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I'm sorry for the commercial break interrupting Scott Bradley. He was making a point that, hey, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of good people in America. There's no doubt about it, but we are jettisoning. Is that a word, jettisoning? Anyway,
we're committing genocide on our own people.
Yeah, we're literally committing Harry Carey as we turn away from God, right?
Yeah. It's really true, and the fact of the matter is that, for example, in September of 2016, the United States Civil Rights Commission put out a 296-page report. We've probably talked about this a little bit in previous get-togethers, but the bottom line of that is it's their intention of this Civil Rights Commission to define religious liberty as narrowly as possible in order to prevent the consciousness and the conscience of the people from deflecting some of these things that are being foisted upon us, these new rights, quote-unquote civil rights, that are being created. They're not God-given. They're simply government created by special interest groups, and they're being foisted on us to the point that those that have a belief in God will have to keep it to themselves. Maybe they can do it in their church or synagogue or cathedral, whatever, or temple. Maybe they can say it in their own home, but don't bring it into the public dialogue. And this is definitely the way we're going. Now the way to offset that, honestly, is something else you touched upon before the break, and that has to do the disengagement of the people in general with what our nation is doing. And honestly, it really does come down to we the people. We the people have become so apathetic, so uncaring, so disengaged, and in fact so ignorant that we don't know when something's constitutional and when it's not. And we've got to re-engage ourselves in that. In the beginning years of this nation, it was very difficult to find a person that couldn't read, an illiterate person. The Federalist Papers were written to be published in the newspapers. And today, the American public, I mean, you look at the USA Today newspaper, it's a sports and establishment fluff piece. And that's what Americans have been dumbed down to. We don't seem to, I mean, Kurt brings up this thing that just came out of Alabama about this thing with Judge Roy Moore. Who in the world has even heard of this stuff? Now, the fact of the matter is that the media has been completely co-opted to the point by the Bezos guys, you know, and all the other establishment people, that we the people are just taking at face value anything Walter Cronkite or Dan Rather or whoever the latest talking head is, without really thinking through everything. And we the people have got to re-engage.
Well, I'm going to say this again.
That we'll lose it.
As we turn our backs, or as we turn our collective back on God, we commit Harry Caray, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, and everybody wants a solution to solve this. But when I bring this up, they just dismiss it like, oh, we got to do something else. Sam, you don't understand how critical this is. Or Sam, you know, I don't know why you deny these other opportunities or the other options. Or, and I don't get it. I just don't understand it, Kurt.
Well, I don't know what to add, Sam. I mean,
and I'm not trying to say my way is the only way, but it's not my way is the point, is it?
Well, let me just give you an example of something you're talking about. I think, at least it came to my mind when you're mentioning this. This idea that we've got to rewrite the Constitution because they are violating it, okay? There is nothing wrong with the Constitution. It is being violated. Every single issue that they bring up, that they say, ain't it awful? Oh, we got the big debt. We got whatever, okay? Every single issue is tied back to a violation, a usurpation of the Constitution. And people say, oh, we got to do something. And so they're going to rewrite it in today's acrimonious, debauched political environment. When the real solution is going back to Article 6 of the Constitution, that oath of office. You know, I don't know if I can count on one hand those who hold office that really, truly uphold their oath of office.
Well, and the extreme among them is like Ocasio-Cortez, this new rock star the Democrats put up. They've literally built her into a rock star. No one knew her name literally months ago. Now she's the top woman on Twitter. She's the top woman leading. She's blatantly promoting that she's a socialist. Okay, but she swore an oath to the supreme law of the land. She should be impeached immediately over this discrepancy.
Well, then here's the thing. The House and the Senate each have the responsibility to police their own organization, okay? And they have the responsibility to correcting egregious behavior. Now, anybody that really is a thinking particle of brain left and read the Constitution would have to understand socialism is not a form of government that's allowed by the Constitution. It has to do with redistribution of wealth. It has to do with government ownership and control. And it has everything to do with tyranny and nothing to do with the free world that the Founding Fathers established. And so there's no way you can in any way twist and turn to say, oh, socialism fits under the United States Constitution. It does not. And so here's what's happening because of our ignorance, our apathy, all those other things we talked about earlier. Somebody like this woman and the dozens of others that were elected lately are able to come forth and, like you say, become rock stars when we, the people, should be saying, what the heck is going on? These people are it's like a beer hall hooch that Hitler and his cronies did in Germany back in the 1920s.
Just imagine having an Article 5 convention and people like Maxine Waters and Ocasio-Cortez and these people run the show. I mean, it's just insanity.
And for people to think that they are not going to be there, they're delusional. You stop and think about who's going to be there. And I mean, there's probably 15,000 names we could throw out.
Maxine Waters, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. I mean, they'll all be there, sir.
It could even be Henry Kissinger, for crying out loud.
Well, Donald was just hanging out with Henry recently. Did you know that? He was praising Henry to the high heavens.
Well, again, I've never seen Mr. Trump do anything that would indicate to me he's read the Constitution, and sometimes he might do things right, but the baseline understanding, see, these principles are so sweet, straightforward, and simple that if you have a baseline understanding, you can say, oh, this fits, this doesn't. And as I look at, I mean, I just happened to have in front of me, I didn't know if you would want to talk about it, I've got his entire State of the Union address. And you know what? He said some magnificent things in there. And in a way, it's Reagan-ish. And there was stuff that harkened back to a George Washington kind of philosophy about Americanism and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but bottom line is he said we were born in freedom and we'll never be a socialist country. Boy, do I wish that were true.
It's true. We're largely down that royal road of socialism. But he went off the tracks on some things. It's like, holy cow, where did this come from? We're going to beat cancer. We're going to beat AIDS. We're going to beat HIV stuff. We're going to do a huge infrastructure rebuild in America. And it was his effort to reach across the aisle. You can see him trying to bring in his opposition. But the fact of the matter is you will read the Constitution in vain to find any authorization to do that. And it's like, I mean, I personally think he hit a home run with his speech in terms of his base. The detractors are going to hate his speech regardless. But he eloquently presented his message. One thing I got to tell you, and you probably recognize this, he never once called the U.S. a democracy. Oh, I was so happy. Now, the gal that did the rebuttal, this Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, she like hangs out with the Black Panthers and such, right?
And she did the democracy thing, but not once. I mean, I go back. In fact, it's been one of my most painful experiences. Well, I overstate that. But watching the State of the Union address normally is an extremely painful experience for me because I get distracted by counting the number of times the president calls us a democracy. Okay, so, but anyway, he didn't say it once. But hopefully when he took these principled stands, I'd like to see it happen. But I was really saddened when he advanced the unconstitutional proposals. And again, I think it was an effort to reach across the aisle and let's make a deal kind of thing. But honestly, the people ought to say, this is good, this is bad, we're going to go with this, we're not with that.
Yeah, but that takes a proper understanding of not only the supreme law of our land, but of God's laws and morality, sir. It isn't going to happen if you don't have those fundamentals in place. If you don't understand the Constitution, if you don't believe in or understand God's laws, if you don't believe we have an obligation under God's law for these principles of morality, I don't know what reference point you're going to get that done from.
Well, if you look at, for example, the Ten Commandments.
Great place to start.
Baseline things. With the Ten Commandments, and you look at socialism, it violates two of them. That thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet. And that gives you some idea of this.
Well, it's also this idea, thou shalt have no other gods before me idea, right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's quick pause, come back. Kurt, I want you to chime in here. We got a bunch to talk about. It's Sam, Scott, and Kurt, all in the roundtable, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check it out. Incredible webinars weekly as well.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After negotiations break down over the weekend, thousands of teachers in Denver are hitting the picket lines this morning. They'll also rally at the State House as well as outside Denver's City Hall. At the heart of the dispute with administrators is salary and other aspects of compensation. Rachel Davis is a middle school teacher in Denver. She says some teachers would quit and go to a better paying district, but they don't want to do that.
It's because we want to stay, and it's because we love our school. We love our students. We love our jobs.
Meanwhile, talks aimed at preventing another federal government shutdown appear to have broken down. Reports are Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting how many people could be detained by ICE. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how Income Store is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, Income Store is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
South Korean officials signed a short-term deal with the Trump administration to increase its contributions for the upkeep of U.S. troops on the peninsula.
The new one-year agreement amounts to $890 million by South Korea. U.S. State Department Senior Advisor Timothy Bett said this is an important step by South Korea to support the alliance.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region, and the SMA is only a small part of that.
SMA stands for Special Measures Agreement. I'm John Clemens.
Kacey Musgraves, the big winner at last night's Grammy Awards. The country artist took home Album of the Year and Best Country Album, as well as Best Country Song and Best Country Solo Performance. Rapper Childish Gambino won Song and Record of the Year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I for one am praying for the Republic. I for two am praying for the President of the United States, duly elected by the people, even with vote fraud. And I say Trump needs a baseline understanding of the supreme law of the land. There's no doubt. He needs to become greater acquainted with Christian principles. There's no doubt. But he's done more for America than any other president that I know of in my lifetime, regardless of it all. It just seems to be not enough. As America turns its back on God, we're going to end up committing Harry Carey in America, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not very careful indeed. Everybody wants every solution, but going back to God, family, and country. And I submit to you that a relationship with God and keeping his commandments is front and center. Morality in the people is vital. Without it, I don't care what you try, it will not work. Secondarily speaking, the family is the fundamental unit of society. It will never be stronger as a society than our families. That's critical. Now, Larry Klayman speaks out with a comment that I want to bring to your attention, Scott, and kind of turn it around slightly. Larry Klayman, quote, a coalition of the left comprising radical Democrats, Muslims, radical blacks, Jewish left, radical feminists, anti-Christians, anti-Semites, and atheists, they all want to destroy Israel. We must defeat them, he says. Now, I understand. I don't want to really pick sides in Israel. There's the deep state part of Israel that I reject. There's the God-inspired Israel that I support. In that mixture becomes a lot of controversy. I'd rather stand with the founding fathers and avoid foreign entanglements. However, I submit that very same entourage of people that Larry Klayman points to are trying to destroy America too, sir.
You know, There's a lot of words in there that could be construed by many people to be racial and anti-Semitism and all those kinds of things. And I wished he had couched it. And he's, what he's trying to do is identify groups that have belief systems that he believes are undermining this. I tend to be a little bit different in that. I say, here's the principles that I believe the basis of proper government is based upon. Here's you know, limited government, checks and balances, separation of powers, you know, delegation of powers, all those kinds of things are necessary in order for a nation, a people to be free. I mean, it even applies in a home. It really does. Each home should be a republic. But the fact of the matter is, I say, here's the basis of success. Here is the basis of preserving our God-given rights. And that's what the founders intended to do. If you read the Declaration of Independence, the purpose of government is to secure God-given rights. That's right up front. And so I say, here are the principles that allow this to happen. Anybody that is in opposition to those principles, and you can start naming names and groups and everything else like that all you want, because there's a plethora of them out there. In fact, we elected a great deal of them, a great number of them, to our Congress here lately. But the fact of the matter is, I say, do they stand with these things? If they do not, I oppose them. It's kind of like...
Right, and it's hard to name names and focus on groups without falling into the trap, but I don't believe that Larry Klayman has a racist agenda at all as much as he's trying to identify our enemies.
I don't either. No, I think he's an honorable man that's trying to do the right thing. It's just that I think he opened himself up for people to start throwing hand grenades at him.
And unfortunately, true, but if we're so vague and we don't identify some of the groups, like now, for example, I named Ocasio Cortez and I named several names too, same trap can happen. They could say that I hate her because she's Hispanic, or I hate her because she comes from the hood, although the truth is she doesn't, or I hate her because she's a Democrat or a woman or a this or that. You know, anytime we stand up, they'll find a way to divide and to destroy our arguments. I stand up with God, and then they'll say, well, God's the biggest racist of all. You know, I mean, the fact is, he's the one that created black people and then let the people hold them down. And, you know, I mean, it goes on and on. You'll never win those arguments. What you got to do is stand with true principles. Kurt, do you want to chime in on this? What do you think of Larry Klayman's statement there?
Well, Larry Klayman's been on target, I think, basically forever. And, you know, it'd sure be great to have a guy like that as the attorney general, huh?
Well, and that's an interesting point. I agree, and I like Larry Klayman. I think he does a lot of good. I agree with Scott's point, though, that if you're not careful, hey, they can just divide this and twist this all around, and you open yourself up to some of that. At the same time, you know, anybody who's fighting for liberty, we can be critical of it in many ways. The question is this, though. Now people are saying that Donald Trump won't even – well, he'll be in jail for 2020. What do you think of that, Scott?
I think it's a pretty big stretch. I think that a lot of delusional, wishful thinking kind of things happen from all sorts of places. You look at what the House is doing right now with its Democrat majority and their efforts to have just one investigation after another, after another, after another. And you know, it's interesting to me that the Founding Fathers had experienced something like that when the king used to do things like he would do these witch hunts where he would jail somebody until he could get evidence on them, or if they were let go because there was no evidence, he'd immediately re-jail them because they were, oh man, we might find something sooner or later. But you know, the Fifth Amendment talks about this, you know, about this same offense twice, be subject to the, you know, being put in jeopardy, same offense twice.
Yeah, but it said you can't have double jeopardy. It never said you couldn't try somebody over and over and over till you get them, sir.
Well, that's what they...
I'm joking, but making a point, right?
Twist. Well, I'm sorry, I missed your call.
I just said I'm joking, but I'm making a point. They're just playing games, and they know it.
They are. It's an absolute travesty what's happening right now. And honestly, if people would just look and say, now, did Barack Obama ever do anything questionable that could have been investigated to the nth degree, and this and that and the other, and on and on and on? I mean, almost every step he made in his presidency was a violation of the Constitution. And had there been this kind of hounding of him during his presidency, I mean, it would have been a racist thing, wouldn't it? I mean, everybody would have said,
oh, well, and that's why I'm defending Larry, even though his comments, I know what you're saying, but I also know that you can't speak out at all. Anything you say against somebody, they'll use the race card, even if you call them a socialist. Well, you just hate her because she's Hispanic. Well, wait a minute. I said nothing about Hispanic. How come? And then you start saying, well, I got friends that are Hispanic. And then they're like laughing at you going, that doesn't make any sense. You probably wore a Hispanic face back when you were a kid. You're evil all the way. The problem is they know full well you're not a racist. They just use it because they know it'll derail the whole discussion and the whole truth.
Well, it's a form of ad hominem attacks. There are these personal attacks that they try and debunk the issue by attacking the individual. So, you know, they could say, well, you're bad because, you know, anything. You're ugly, you're not smart, or whatever, and that's supposed to debunk your argument. But it's like, no, wait a minute, you didn't address the issue, the argument of socialism in America.
But the mainstream press wants sound bites to where they don't have to address that, sir. All we got to do is capture a sound bite, play it enough, marginalize you, promote them as rock stars and saviors of the world, and you're good. So, for example, if you were to get rid of your wife, go gay, and then, start attacking your white race, just saying how evil you all are and everything, then they'd love you, Scott. You'd have plenty of fundraising, plenty of money. You'd be a rock star in the media and more, right?
You know, someday I'm going to stand before the true judge, and my position always is I would rather stand before that judge and be judged by that judge based upon integrity and character and standing with principle than all the other jurisdictions in the world that are out there, particularly in the media today. And so I guess we just have to stand with principle.
That's right.
Do the right thing for the right reasons. And someday, ultimately and finally, I think it'll iron itself out, although maybe this world will be a pagan nation and fall to the ground before that happens.
Well, and it'll just be sad how much struggle we have to have along the process. Eventually, we win in the end. I'm going to go back to an email that I just wrote a bunch of people in a big list. I just wrote it right during this show, and I'm just going to share with you my response. A guy basically said, hey, we can't even discuss things without moving to an Article 5 convention. And I said, who says we can't discuss? That's a false claim. I'm on the radio right now on our nationally syndicated radio talk show discussing all things liberty. We do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Article 5 will never take the place of the need for morality in the people. I fail to understand why everyone wants to use all options of extreme without focusing on the real solutions. Listen, folks, preaching the word of God and focusing on the traditional family, etc., will be far more effective than letting a group of socialists force us away from our supreme law. I will push to obey and apply the Constitution, not use my influence to change or destroy it. Just my thoughts. Thanks, Sam. Kind of an idea. Okay, I'm convinced that the sad part about this is that we can't even get on the same page with patriots. These are good people, Scott.
Well, I agree with you, and they've been co-opted. I mean, the real truth of the matter is that they've been listening and drinking the Kool-Aid of people that really, they have the wrong approach, and they're trying to change the Constitution because it's being violated.
And I want to know what Scott and Kurt think of my email when we get back. We got several other stories we need to rifle through, too, so we got to hurry. There's a lot to cover, so little time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior. thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, Scott Bradley with us, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live continues. We are discussing the sacred cause of liberty every day and everywhere we go. We actually take a break and rest on the Sabbath. But other than that, we rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. All right, there is a question. Will Trump be in jail by 2020? Believe it or not, Liz, what's her name? Warren? Pocahontas? What's her name? Anyway, she's saying this. She's saying Donald will be in jail in 2020. Now, I don't really like President Trump calling her Pocahontas, although I don't like her pretending she's a Native American either. But nevertheless, she believes that Donald might probably be in jail in 2020. What do you think of that, Kurt?
I'd rather not even talk about Elizabeth Warren because
all right,
she's
next,
just,
Scott, what do you
in
think?
My opinion, a waste of time.
Yeah, but, I'm asking
you know,
about Donald.
She's just
being
trying
in jail.
She's just trying to get in the media. She's trying to get some coverage because people like AOC are taking all the, you know, air out of the room.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe Biden's, you know, feeling the same way, and so is, you know, almost anybody else running. That's what I think.
What do you think?
And
you
she's
think
just
he'll be in
talking.
Jail though.
I don't think so.
What do you think, Scott?
I think not also, but I also think that that she has mastered this malady that faces America. She hasn't mastered it, but she's gone a long way down the road. This malady that faces America, this idea that we live our lives by sound bites, and that's going to capture the sound bite of the day. She'll have her 15 minutes of fame, and it will be something that she gets out of it. It's like they have their reward. It's kind of like what the Savior talked about in the New Testament, about those that went about fasting and praying with their sad countenances. They have their reward, you know. But
amen
the
to that.
Matter is, it doesn't make it. It doesn't make it fact. So,
well, all Donald's got to do is move to Kentucky, and he'll be all right, on Kurt.
Great point, Sam. Yeah, it looks like in Kentucky, at least one sheriff has just said, "Hey, we don't have any money, and so we're not doing any law enforcement." He suggested to his citizens, make sure you got a gun and a good dog and, you know, stuff like that.
Not this guy, really. This Kentucky County Sheriff suspends all law enforcement over the lack of funding, Scott.
You know, we have spent so much money on things that we shouldn't be spending money on, or unconstitutional or unrelated to anything decent, that we've run out of money. And I guess it's going to come down to that at some point, where people are going to realize that things will implode on them once they've kind of focused their thoughts and efforts in the wrong direction. And I guess I didn't quite expect it to be in the way that he's...
Yeah, I hear that. And Donald, all he's got to do is move to Kentucky and get a gun and a dog, and it'll be all right, huh? I'm just joking, but I'm making a point. This is just crazy town, folks. What we stand for is the due process of law. What we stand for is a speedy trial. What we stand for is a fully informed jury. What we stand for is honor and transparency in the system. And if you have moral people, you'll get that. If you don't, you won't. And you know what? I don't want to suggest anybody's going to be in jail. If there's wrongdoing, let's go ahead and file appropriate charges. Let's have all the things I just pointed to as the proper way to go about it. And let's go from there. But a UK mom I guess, what, is she in jail or is she just arrested, Kurt?
Well,
I don't know if she got out of jail or what happened to her yet. You know, did she post bail?
Let's see, I'm trying to remember.
Is she in the clink or what?
I know it's a recent story. It's a UK mom. What did she do exactly?
See, Kurt sent me like 25 stories, ladies and gentlemen. I've assimilated all of them, and he sent it to me like 5 minutes ago.
All you got to do is just remind me a little bit more.
UK mother got arrested.
Oh, I see it.
In front of children because she literally called a, quote, I don't know what you call this, transgender, whatever. And she called this dude a man because she thinks that he was born a male. So she called him a man on Twitter, and they literally came to her house and arrested her, buddy.
That's right.
Now, what do you say to this, Kurt?
Well, you know, they've got money to go arrest, you know, this lady, but apparently there's just not money for other things, you know, like
proper law enforcement.
Speedy trial and stuff like that.
You know, you guys, just as a little side note, I mean, I always try and go back and see where the, you know, we came from. And honestly, the idea of the general welfare that people use as an excuse for redistribution of wealth, for confiscation of everything, in the Founding Fathers' definition, it had to do with good and stable government. It had to do with good civil government. That was not in America when they wrote that, you know, to promote the general welfare. There was anarchy at certain times. The courts were burned. There was no federal court system at all. And when they created this government, they said, we're going to create a government that provides a stable, predictable environment in which individuals, based upon the laws of liberty, can succeed. Families can blossom and grow. Businesses can go on. There's no civil unrest and disobedience. There's no foreign invasion. That's what general welfare is, according to the Founding Fathers. And what's happening now is that we don't have general welfare. When you have a system that is...
Yes, we do. We've got socialism and general welfare everywhere. In fact, even the illegals are getting it. I'm just teasing.
You're going to the modern definition, Sam.
I know. I'm just teasing. I'm making a point, right?
Stable government. That was predictable, that prevented confiscation, that prevented theft, that prevented invasion, that prevented civil unrest. And what's happening now, because we've lost sight of that, and we are redistributing wealth, we are confiscating what people have built over prosperity and hard work, now there's a people where there's become a great distrust of government, there's become a great system where law is cast aside, where people... I mean, I'll give you an example. I was cross-country skiing up in the canyon, and I went past a sign that said, defacing this sign is a federal offense. And in my mind, I said to myself, so what? And it wasn't like I was ever going to deface the sign. It's just that everything's a federal offense. We have created a system where they make a law for everything that shouldn't have a law. You know, there's no need for it. First of all, that sign shouldn't be there because the feds should have no interaction with that particular piece of ground. But we've made everything upside down and backwards. We're turning the rule of law on its head. And it's because of ignorance, apathy, and Americans have got to understand principles again, to go back to it. I keep coming back to that.
Amen to that.
It's God. There's no question about that.
And Kurt wants to tell you about Georgetown and Yale. Kurt?
Well, Sam, I think this is pretty interesting because not too many people know much about Georgetown University actually selling slaves. But now I guess they've got a student fee there that may come up. It'll be $27.20 a year, and they say this is going to pay slavery reparations. Apparently, you know, when Georgetown, this is a long time ago, but they sold 272 slaves back in 1838. This is to help pay off their debts. They say the sale was worth $3.3 million in today's dollars. Probably was like $20 back then or something. Anyway, the bottom line is it's just more of the same crazy stuff going on, you know, and Georgetown even connected to the whole slave stuff.
Well, and Yale just as whacked out, Kurt.
Well, in Yale, of course, all they're doing is basically saying, hey, we're watching you, Kavanaugh. Says student newspaper says, I'm watching you, white boy. They're talking about Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I wish they would have used Kavanaugh instead of white boy, though.
It's feel-good fluff. My ancestors had property that was confiscated by mobs. I mean, it was stolen from them. Now, should I go back to that locality and say, all you folks that are living there now need to pay me off for what my ancestor suffered? It just doesn't work.
Hey, man, my great-great-great-grandmother was an indentured servant, man.
Well, you know, that's maybe it brought her to America. Who knows?
Well, it brought her to America, but on a false premise. They paid their passage. Then they had a storm, and the boat was on the ocean longer, and then they said they owed extra money that they didn't have, of course, and so they forced her into slavery to pay for it for her whole family. She had to do 4 years in virtual slavery.
Holy cow. Well, the thing is, though, Sam, you ought to be compensated for that.
Darn right.
That's
now you're talking.
That's how logical they are today and the way things are. It's not your monkey or theirs. What's done is done, and we can't fix every injustice that ever happened in all of history.
The point is, I can't account for Adam's transgression, huh?
Every race, at one point or another, has been an enslaved race.
And by the way, every time it's been done, it's been wrong and evil.
It's correct. It's never been justifiable. But the fact of the matter is, you could find fault somewhere, and you could say, well, Egypt owes Israel for this or that or the other because of the 400 years they spent there in bondage in Israel. I mean, in Egypt, it's like, people, let's move on with life and let's succeed in the world we've got right now. It's something that it's too important to do the right thing for the right reasons right now without having to do these feel-good, fluffy things that are based upon falsehood.
Amen to that. North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones just passed away over the weekend. Scott, you want to respond to that?
I don't know if I have a lot to say about it. What happened?
He just died.
He's old, good or bad?
He's old and he died. Well, I mean, it's just the way of life. We all go all the way of all the earth or whatever. But, he got old and passed away. And there you go. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, we always enjoyed him because he actually gave us the time of day. We went to his offices, and he's actually been a host or a guest on a number of the programs we have, right, Sam?
Yeah, and the thing about it is when we came, he literally paid attention to us and let us actually talk to him and stuff like that. Most, even our own congressman, won't let that happen. And so it's kind of interesting. But nevertheless, if you praise him, then you'll go down and be a racist. And if you condemn him, then, that's not really good on his deathbed. So there's just no way to win. No way to win on that, Scott.
I don't know. The only thing I'd like to see win is justice and mercy and God's way. And I think the United States was established on that. I want to go back to that. So I guess we can wrestle in the mud with all the pigs that are out there, but I don't know as you can ever win with that.
No, but the reason that you bring these things up is because you can... you can stand in need of comfort or mourn with those who mourn and those kind of things. And you know what? I pray for Walter Jones's family. I pray for honesty and justice in the American way. I plead for the return to God, family, and country for this nation. And so my goal is to avoid wrestling with the hogs. But sometimes you got to take on the modern stories of the day and put a focus of God, family, and country to them. A focus of, look, whether I agree with Walter Jones on everything or not isn't the point. I can still, with his family, mourn their loss and help bear one another's burdens. And I can still be a good guy and hope for the best. And Elizabeth Warren, I disagree with her on almost everything politically. But you know what? I pray for her and her family. And I don't wish any harm on anyone. But at the same time, I want to defend our God-given unalienable rights. And I want to protect the family. And so sometimes you get involved to point out, in my opinion, the fall of the Prince of Peace way. Final thoughts, Scott.
Well, we've got to try and make popular again the sound principles the nation was founded on, and let's make unpopular the social democratic way that's being fostered today. And I think by doing that and Americans becoming engaged, we can preserve this nation. That's what I'd like to see happen.
Going to take a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen, but we've done hard things before, and we can do hard things, especially if we turn to our God. Kurt, final word's yours.
God bless America and God bless the world. Let's make it all great again.
And in the last 30 seconds, I just got 5 more new stories from Kurt to follow up on. I'll work on it, sir. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, Kurt, and Scott Bradley. His website, go ahead, Scott.
FreedomIsRisingSun.com. It's
Thanks.
Based upon